Hello, everyone. I'm Sabrina Fritz, and I'm honored to have with me today Linda Curry, author of Pebbles of Gold. Hi, Linda.
Hi, Sabrina. Thank you for having me.
Oh, I'm so happy that you could join me and share a little bit about you and your book. Could you tell me what inspired you to write Pebbles of Gold?
Oh, gosh. Well, you know, I've had a lot of transformational growth in my life, and although my business is really focused in the area of nutrition, when I sat down to write a book, which I thought would be around nutrition, what actually came out of me was a lot of this transformational growth and life lessons that I've experienced. And I used a book writing method that really taps into your higher self and letting the ego rest while this book is being born, let's say. And this is what came out. And in the book, I am very transparent with my emotions, my struggles, my fears, and all of it just came in very nicely. It came together to help simplify these growth concepts for my readers in a way that they can easily grasp without, let's say, meditating for an hour a day.
Well, Linda, that sounds fascinating to you, or to me, because I can tell you that I am one of those people that seem to have a nonstop to-do list. Mm-hmm. And I find it rather challenging to be able to incorporate some of those practices into my day. So what would be your best recommendation for me who might be over-challenged, overwhelmed?
Yeah, great question, Sabrina. So we live in a productivity-focused society, right? And everyone's very task-focused, and we feel a lot of value when we're productive during the day. What I like to tell my readers in the book is that we may seem productive, but my question is, are we being productive and moving along on the right path? So you asked about some tips about what you should do. So I outlined some things in the book. And the acronym is SOAR. So if you want to soar with your life, S-O-A-R, there's some simple steps you can take. So the S stands for slowing down. And it sounds super simple, but really it's the first step in order to become present. So we do things so fast with the thought in our mind of just finishing a task. But if we can slow down and become present to what we're doing and what we're focused on and be right in the moment, it actually allows us to take a breath and pick our head up from the hustle and bustle and really be aware of what's right in front of us to receive. So slowing down is that first step. And the O in SOAR stands for being open. So once we slow down, we can become open to those gifts that are in front of us that will help guide us on the right path. And that's where Pebbles of Gold, the title, really comes in, is that life keeps throwing little pebbles at us to keep us on the right path, because we all have a purpose. And so many of us ignore them, and I did for so many years in my corporate life, I wasn't listening to the pebbles. And when we don't listen to them and we ignore them, boulders get thrown. And those might be things like sickness or illness. And it's really life's way of forcing us to slow down when we're not listening to those pebbles. And I think that life isn't going to give up on us. And so it's going to keep pushing you and prodding you to get on that right path. So, and then the A in SOAR stands for acceptance. So every circumstance in our life, if we can get to a place of acceptance, because so many times the big traumatic, stressful situations in our life, whether it's a divorce or you lose your job, many years later, often people can really see the blessing in those things. So if we can get to a place where we accept them in the moment, and just trust that the blessing is going to show up for us, you can have so much more inner peace in your psyche and in your life if we just accept these things as they're happening in our life. And then finally, the R is really releasing control. And this is a hard one for people, because we have this tight grip on our life, and we hold so tightly onto our agendas and expectations of how we think things should go. We tend to think we know the most efficient way and the best way to reach our goals, but life shows up in tricky ways, and it's ugly before it gets nice. You know what I mean? So I talk a lot about that in the book, of trying to let go of some of that control that you think you have over your life.
Oh, I love that, Linda, because I can tell you, as someone who is a recovering control freak, that soar is exactly what I need, because I need to remember when I fly or I soar and have that bird's eye view, I can slow down, be open, accepting, and releasing, which is something that I tend to struggle with. So I think pebbles of gold is definitely something I can relate with and cool. Extract some of those pebbles of gold. I love that you have that. I look at it as breadcrumbs. The universe is giving us breadcrumbs to keep us going on our path, and those pebbles are that enticement. So I like the shiny little rocks that we can find versus the big whopping boulders that can come out of from nowhere.
Yes. Yes, and I can relate with you about being a control freak. Definitely. I've been there, and I still have to keep myself in check. So I can definitely relate with you. And I'd like to, you know, in this book, I really share my very personal, intimate experiences and try to be as vulnerable as I can so that readers like you can really relate. And I think that so many of us struggle with the same challenges in our life, yet we're not quite as open about them and transparent. And I try to do that in this book. And I think it's one thing that really makes the book stand out, in my opinion, of all the numerous books on inner peace that are out there, is really that I go deep with my readers, and I go into a place in my heart where I think that I can touch them at that same spot in their heart, because a lot of this is so relatable. So hopefully you will find value in that.
I'm sure I will, because I'm with you. In today's world, we need more authentic teachers. There's a lot of people have some wise words to share, but they're not necessarily living by them. So we need more examples like you to light the way. Well, Linda, it's been a pleasure. And I would love for you to let everyone know how they can find more about you and get your book.
Yes, thank you for asking. So readers or people that are interested in this topic can go to pebblesofgold.com. And the book is available right now on Amazon in paperback and ebook formats. So you have a couple different choices there. And for those that are attracted to this book, I invite you to check out my blog, lindacurry.com or pebblesofgold.com, and connect with me. I want to talk to my fans and start a conversation.
Wonderful. Well, I hope you have a lot of fun building that community of support, remembering to soar as you go along in life, and reminding others to do the same. Thank you, Linda. I appreciate your time.
Yes. Thank you, Sabrina. It's been a pleasure. Mm-hmm.